This is the Jocko Underground Podcast, number 124, sitting here with Echo Charles. And I went to the ADCC North American Trials the other day.
Yeah.
Which is the submission grappling slash jiu-jitsu Olympics, which takes place in a few months, and you have to do trials to get to that. Mm-hmm. And while I was there, I got a bunch of questions. I talked to a bunch of people. And one of the main questions I got was kids, getting kids into jiu-jitsu, keeping kids in jiu-jitsu, like all those kind of questions. And the thing is, this is not just about jiu-jitsu. This is about everything. This is about everything that we do, not just with kids, but with people that we work with employees, with everyone. So I wanted to address it a little bit. Getting people to do things, right? But around the framework of how do you get kids to do jiu-jitsu. So number one, you know, I'm getting asked, how old should kids be when they start? How do I get them to like it? What if they don't want to do it? So there's a bunch of questions there. The first question is how old? And in my experience, I taught kids jiu-jitsu at Victory MMA for about probably 6 years, something along those lines. And here's what I notice most of the time. As far as going to classes goes, generally speaking, girls are a little bit more mature than boys are. So generally speaking, by 5, girls are ready. Generally speaking, 5, boys are barely ready. So it's not like a huge, big difference. Mm-hmm. I had one boy, the entire time I taught kids that was 4 years old, that was like engaged. One out of many, many, many boys. Mm-hmm. I had more girls than that were engaged. So here's the thing. Yes, if you're going to take your kids to a jiu-jitsu class, maybe they can try it at 4. Most likely it's not going to be worth your money. At 5, they might be able to go to class, get something out of it, move forward with the process, and then by 6 and 7 they should be pretty good to go. Here's where I don't want you to freak out. If your kid is 5 and they hate jiu-jitsu and they don't want to go, or they don't pay attention, they roll around on the floor, they don't listen, they're causing disruptions, you're not going to lose their freaking capability of becoming awesome because they didn't train until they were 6. And as a matter of fact, it doesn't matter if they don't really train until they're 7. And as a matter of fact, it doesn't really matter if they don't train until they're 8. As a matter of fact, it doesn't really even matter if they don't start training until they're 11. If you take a competition between a kid that was forced to train since he was 5 and doesn't like it, and another kid that starts training at 11 and he loves it, and now both those kids are 16, who's going to win?
Mm-hmm. I think the guy who likes it. Yeah.
So let's focus on that. Let's focus on that. Here's another thing. Here's another answer to that question. How old should your kid be when they start jiu-jitsu? The answer is 0. They should be 0. You should be wrestling with them and rolling around and mounting them and teaching them how to do hip escapes, and not teaching them how to do hip escapes, but making them. Guess how you can get someone to do a hip escape? Tickle their belly. They start moving. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm going to keep doing this until you move away. Okay, cool. We're just doing a hip escape. Mm-hmm. There's all kinds of little things. The Gracies have like the Gracie games. Mm-hmm. I think you can look it up on YouTube, but it's just a bunch of little games. Stay on the mount. Right? Mm-hmm. Ride the horse, right? And let them mount. And now you move around and they try and keep their balance. Stay on the back. Okay, it's the same thing. Mm-hmm. What about an arm lock? Can you teach a little kid? Yes, you can absolutely teach a little kid an arm lock. You can absolutely teach a little kid an arm lock and a rear naked choke. Be careful with the rear naked choke, because if they do it to their friends, could be bad.
Could be.
Right? So you got to be, you want to hold off on that one. But a little kid, you can teach him all kinds of stuff, all kinds of movement drills, all kinds of positional things that are going to be very, very helpful. Keeping across the side, keeping the back. How to pass the guard. Can a 3-year-old little toddler pass your guard? Oh, yes, they can. Can you teach them how to pass guard? Can you get them to play with each other pass? Yes, you can. Mm-hmm. So you don't teach them, like I said, I should have made this a little bit more clear. Can you teach them an arm lock? Yes. What you should concentrate on is positional. So you're not teaching the kid that could break some other kid's arm or choke another kid. Mm-hmm. But go through those Gracie games. Make it fun. Make it fun. Make it fun. Now, look, you may have a kid that likes things to be serious. You ever seen a kid like that?
Yes.
Yep. There's kids out there that they want to be serious. They want to, they feel like they want to be Michael Jordan. Mm. And so they have an attitude like they're Michael Jordan. And they're five. I've seen 5 and 6 and 7 year old kids that are like that. If you got a kid like that, cool. You got to find the right school for the kid. If you take your kid to a school where they're trying to train Michael Jordans and your kid's a clown, it's not going to be fun for him. He needs it more then. No, he's just going to hate it. Yeah. If you take your kid that is a Michael Jordan to a school that's more like we're having fun, they're not going to like it as much. So you got to kind of find the right school for them. And by the way, it might not be the school that you like. You might be like, I want my kid to be a world champ. They're going to this academy where it's freaking hardcore. And they end up not liking jiu-jitsu because you didn't take them to this other school, you know, the other side of town where they're about having fun. And again, you got to figure out what your kid likes. Figure out what your kid likes, because there's also going to be that psychological reactance that we've talked about, which is we don't like being forced to do things. Human beings don't like being forced to do things. And even the best food tastes bad when it gets forced down your throat. So don't force the jiu-jitsu down people's throat. So there you go. That's what we're doing. Competition, because I was up at a competition. Hickson talked about this. Hoyler talked about this. Elio, their dad, the founder of Gracie Jiu-Jitsu, would tell his kids when they were competing, I'll give you $5 if you win and $10 if you lose. Win-win situation. So you're going to be sad, but you're going to be okay with it. I was thinking about, why would you do that? Well, it's because otherwise they don't want to compete, or they may not want to compete, or they may be so freaked out about losing that, oh my gosh, if I lose, my dad's not going to like me anymore. But if your dad says, look, it's hard to explain to a kid, listen, when you say to your kid, like, I'm happy if you just try, yeah, just try your best. They don't really believe that sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, they're like, dad, come on, we're here to win.
Yeah.
But if you say, listen, I want you to do this, and if you win, yeah, I'll be excited and I'll give you $5. But if you lose, I'll give you $10. Mm. It's like a positive, actual, quantifiable vision that you're giving them. Yeah. That competition, win or lose, is good, and winning is great. Losing, even better. So it removes that pressure. Now, look, someone might be like, well, don't you want them to have pressure? Yes, they're going to get pressure. The pressure is there. Mm-hmm. And as they get older, it's going to get more and more. But that's just a good attitude. So those are some ideas to think about for competition. Those are some ideas to think about for how to get them started. Now you might run into the situation where they don't like it. Don't like it, don't want to do it. I don't like it. First of all, what other schools could you check out? That's why I go to a few schools before you go into one and pick that school. Go to a couple different schools. Mm. Go to maybe you can even go to 2 or 3. Look, in San Diego, you could go to 19 different schools. Yes, I know not all the world's like that. Mm. In Austin, you could go to 27 different schools. Mm. But hopefully you got a couple options. You can go try it out. If your kid is like, I freaking don't like this. I don't like it. I don't like the people. I don't like this. I don't like jiu-jitsu. My reaction to that is like, hey, I get it, no problem. Jiu-jitsu is not for everyone. But so since you don't like it, just going to go twice a week just to make sure you know how to defend yourself. Mm. What do you mean? I don't like jiu-jitsu. I know you don't like it. I don't like it. It's okay that you don't like it. It's not that big of a deal. But in order to defend yourself, in case you get into a fight, in case someone picks on you, in case somebody tries to kidnap you, we're just going to give you enough training twice a week so that you can handle yourself, because I'm not always going to be there. And it's just like kind of like brushing your teeth, or kind of like getting a haircut, or kind of like standing in line at the groceries. Like, you don't want to stand in line at the groceries, but you have to stand in line at the groceries. Right. Right? You got to. It's just the way it works. So that's what jiu-jitsu is. Like, hey, twice a week, no big deal. If you don't want to do it more than that, I get it. So it's just twice a week because you're not into it, cool. If you like it, we can do it seven days a week. But if you don't like it, I get it. You only have to do it twice a week. To me, that's a good way to overcome whatever years or whatever, a 6-month period where they're like, well, I don't like it. And you go, okay, it's no big deal. You don't have to do it. You only got to do it twice a week. Mm-hmm. Keep them in the game. They're learning so much. there's an escalation that if they hate it, right? Like, hate jiu-jitsu. Cool. Let them take a break. Oh, that's okay. You know what? It's soccer season. You're going to do soccer right now. We'll pick it up when you're done. You don't look, it's only 2 days a week, but, and you can stop right now for soccer season. But after that, you got to defend yourself. So, hey, no big deal. You hate it? Cool. No big deal. I hate jiu-jitsu. Cool. Take a break. It's soccer season. It's basketball season, whatever. You want to play baseball this summer? Hey, great. We'll take a little break from jiu-jitsu. After this, though, twice a week, that's kind of what, you know, that's just the minimum, you know? Like, if you want to be a person, you got to do it twice a week. But no big deal. During soccer season, you know what? Every year during soccer season, no jiu-jitsu. No big deal. Because you like soccer, too. So during, oh, yeah, no problem. You see what I'm saying? We're allowing them to influence us, which allows us to have influence on them. If they say, I hate jiu-jitsu, and you say, shut up, you're doing it anyways, you're probably going to get them into a situation where they hate jiu-jitsu forever, which can be a problem. If you let them go, they're probably going to come back to it because jiu-jitsu is awesome. So, by the way, same thing with anything. Same thing with the people that you work with. Same thing with your spouse. If you allow them to influence you, you'll have more influence over them. If you make things fun, they're going to be more apt to do it. So there's no reason to force things. Make things fun. Don't force it. And here's a tough one. Let your kid be who they are, not who you want them to be. And the more that you try and get them to be who you want them to be, there's a decent chance they'll become more and more the antithesis of what you want them to be. So you got to be careful of that. You know what, too? And we just got done talking with Dave Burke about this.
Good deal, Dave.
Yeah. He's like, because I asked him how, you know, what jiu-jitsu was in his family. And he's like, it's just what we're doing. Mm-hmm. If you as a parent, like jiu-jitsu is just part of what you're doing and you're not, they're seeing it. They're seeing that you're doing it. Look, if you're not doing jiu-jitsu yourself, you got to start doing it if you want your kids to do it 100%.
That helps a lot.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you got to do it. But if you talk about it and you make it part of your life and you can let them see the truth without trying to force the truth down their throat, it's going to be much easier and much more likely that they accept that idea. So don't force your kid to be something that you want them to be. Let them be who they are. You'll have way more influence by doing that. You'll have way, I know it sounds crazy, but you'll have way more influence by doing that. And by just living a good life where they see that this is part of the life, this is part of what's good. This is part of what's good. It's what we're doing. You know, you get people that go, well, when did you start hunting? Oh, my parents hunted. Or, hey, why do you eat healthy? Well, you know, my parents were always eating healthy.
Yeah.
Oh, you're good at piano. Well, both my parents were musicians. You also get like, dude, you smoke. Like, yeah, both my parents smoked. You drink all the time. Yeah, both my parents drank all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, you go to church. Yeah, my parents went to church. Like, whatever the thing is that you're, as long as it's not imposed on you. Because you also, yeah, I haven't been to church in 28 years. Why? Mm-hmm. My parents used to make me go and I hated it. And like, oh. So think about that. Think about those things. And you'll have a better time getting your team on board, your employees on board, and your kids on board with the program.
Yeah, you're right. And you even had to correct me one day about that. It's just like you want to. Like, I knew this stuff too, but when you're in the situation, in my case, I built up expectations in my head, you know, for a bunch of reasons. And yeah, my son, he was five, you know, he jumped in. I was like, oh, yeah, he's going to love this, you know, this is the best day of his life right here. And he immediately didn't like it. Immediately. Mm-hmm. Like, warm up's not even freaking halfway done. Mm-hmm. And he's like, no, running off the mats, like, all this stuff. And I was like, you know, and then I talked to you the next day and you were like, hey, bro, he's 5 years old. Like, calm down. And I'm like, oh, brother. So, and I think a lot of times too, where I wasn't like talking to you about bringing him and nothing like that. So my mind just was allowed to wander in that way and build up these expectations. But right when you just saying that, just like basically just put out the flames that were going on in my mind. And
I was like, bro, he's five.
Yeah, that's literally what you said.
No one said that to me.
But here's the... So jiu-jitsu in my family for my kids is just the normal jam. Whether they go to class or I do it at home or what, it's just that's just what we're doing. They know I go train sometimes. Sometimes I go during the day, they don't see. Sometimes I go in the evening, they do see. Sometimes they come, sometimes they don't. It's just normal. There's no like jiu-jitsu time, you know, is like a very specific thing. It's not like that at all. Which kind of, not kind of, but it is what you just said, which is normalizing stuff, making just things normal, good or bad, and they're paying attention, right? You know, you mentioned the smoking thing. Now, if you grew up, unless like you see some lung cancer come in and just devastate, and then, oh my gosh, I never want to be like that. But if smoking goes on in your household, that becomes normal. Mm-hmm. So trying smoking for the first time is not a big deal, you know? But if like, you're not around anyone who smokes, and then you see like your friends start smoking. You're like, bro, what the? I didn't even know people smoked. Like, what the hell? Same thing with healthy eating. Same thing with jiu-jitsu. Same thing with freaking how you talk to your family members, your wife, husband, or whatever. Like, you yell all the time. That's normal. That's normal.
Yeah.
And now growing up, they're just gonna yell, you know. Or if you talk like super nice, and then they encounter people yelling at each other, they're gonna be like, bro, what the hell? Like, bro, this is weird, you know. So the more stuff you normalize, the more normal it's going to be for them. So that's why I believe, I agree with you, if you do jiu-jitsu and just something we're just sort of doing, well, no matter if they freaking love it one day or not, it's just normal. So it's not a big deal. Yeah. You know, so if they don't like it, it's like, whatever. It's like, just like you said, standing in line, freaking this. In fact, when you think about a lot of normal stuff that you do, you kind of don't like doing it. But it's so normal that you're just like, whatever, you don't think about it, you know? And so... I think that's the way to regard the whole thing. Mm-hmm. And yes, it does depend on the teacher too. Yes.
Yep. I just thought of a huge component of this that I have never thought of before. I've thought of it in the reverse way, and I'll tell you what I mean. So when you took your son to jiu-jitsu for the first time, and if, let me rephrase this. If someone's listening right now and they're going to take their kid to jiu-jitsu for the first time, prep them. Mm-hmm. So what do I mean by that? They should know what the mount is. They should know what how to do a somersault. They should know how to stand up in base. You should teach them that when they're 5 years old.
Yeah.
Before you take them to class. Teach them what guard passing is. Get them from, did you do any of this with your boy?
100%. And in fact.
And he still didn't like it.
Well, here's why. And I know why he didn't like it when I'm thinking back on it. Mm-hmm. So I actually have a video of him 3 years old, and I'm like rolling with him, and he like knew jujitsu. Yeah, he was doing guard passes, arm bars, and I was like, don't give up. He's like, I don't give up. I was like, I don't give. And we're like talking trash, and 3 years old. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, bro, this kid, he's gifted.
We got the world champ, bro.
He's gifted. Yeah. But I made it so fun and so just normal growing up that when he went in class, it was like at victory prime time. Yeah. Everyone, like big kids, little kids are running around, and all the like the pro MMA guys are there. So it was like an overwhelming environment. Mm-hmm. And I went and I was watching. Oh, so it was like
big mistake.
It was, and I was serious too that day. Yeah. It wasn't playing like I was acting different. So it was the whole deal where it's like, hey, wait a second. I'm used to jiu-jitsu at home when we're playing and freaking fun, talking trash or whatever. Now dad's not even doing it with me.
Yep.
And I got to go with these strangers who I don't know. And it's like some kid. So I understand.
Yep. So you did prep him, but you didn't prep him for the environment that he was going into.
Correct.
So prep your kid for the environment that they're going into. So yes, they need to know the basic moves, but you're taking it a step further in what I said prep, which is, hey, you're gonna warm up first so they know they can anticipate what's happening.
Yeah.
People are afraid of what they don't understand.
Yes.
Kids are especially afraid of what they don't understand. I wrote a book called Mikey and the Dragons.
It's true.
Once they see and once they understand, they're not gonna be afraid anymore. Yep. So prep them to be ready for that, and they're gonna enjoy it more. And it's, again, you just pointed out, it's not just prep them for the moves. It's not just, but prep them for what they're going to experience. Hey, here's what it's going to be like. Here's what you're going to feel. Here's, you know, the different kids. You're going to roll with different kids, big kids, small kids. You're going to be better than some kids. It's going to be some new guy. Like, you got to prep them. Let them know what's going on. That way they're ready for it. Mm. Here's why I said I've only thought about the inverse of that. Because when my son would say to me like, you know, dad, I want to play baseball. I'd be like, okay, no prep. Like most dads would go, okay, go buy him a mitt. Let's get out there and play catch for a couple hours every day for, you know, I'll throw the wiffle ball. You can get on the bat, right? Yeah. Get him ready.
Yeah.
No, I sent my kid into all other sports with no reference. So when he went in, he'd be like, oh, I don't really like this.
Yeah.
So guess what he liked? Jiu-jitsu. Because that's what he was doing.
Yeah.
Surfing, that's what he was doing. It's like, oh, yeah, of course I want to be on the surf team because I'm good at surfing because I've grown up surfing.
Yeah. Because
I was prepped. I prepped him for – again, be careful. I'm not – you. What I actually – by the way, this is not good. I should have prepped him so he liked baseball and football and all these other sports because that would have been a more well-rounded, you know?
Bro, that's so true. Bro, yeah. And even I'm thinking when I grew up, because I grew up in the sports I joined, I was just like, oh, yeah, frick yeah. And even when I started jiu-jitsu, I had like years of watching those tapes and like rolling. I remember in college, I would roll with like, I don't know jiu-jitsu. I watched some tapes, the Hoist Gracie tapes or whatever. And I'm rolling with my football friends and stuff. We're in the gymnastics room rolling and stuff. And so I knew rear naked choke. I knew guillotine. I knew kimura. I didn't know what a guard pass was. I didn't know that kind of stuff. But so I was already prepped and I already liked it.
Yeah.
Same thing with football. My brother played a whole year of football. My dad watches football. We play football in the semi-organized football, you know, in the yard and all this other stuff. And then of course track is just running. So yeah, I had a very
prep
good amount of prep. Yeah.
That's a good thing to think about for no matter what you're doing, prep. Do the prep work, man. Do the prep work.
Make the prep kind of fun too.
Oh yeah, for the kids, make the prep. For once your kids are like teenagers and now you're getting into something new, like driving a car.
Yeah.
Take them to the go-karts if you can. Let them get what it feels like. I took one of my kids cold turkey driving. It was a disaster. But it was my oldest. You know, I was like, oh my gosh. By the other ones, I got them prepped.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so if you go cold turkey, it's going to be a problem.
I can understand
that. Yeah, don't go cold turkey with anything. So whatever you can do to prep, you're in it. And it's the same thing with, you know, any team that you have. How are you going to prep them for this stuff? And that's what practice is, right?
Yeah.
But if you're taking someone cold into something, warm them up, do the prep work.
Yeah. And it does help too, especially with the kids, but as the adults as well. Think this is really true, actually, where when you first start something and you're like good at it, right when you start, you know, when you I'm kind of good at this. Like, and I just started way more into it. Versus like, it's just like you suck and it's just one big mystery and you're like, bro, this is freaking, there's no payoff. There's literally no payoff in this thing, you know, that kind of situation. It's true. One more tip about jiu-jitsu, if they don't like it or if they're not really into it, tell them go and let them bring a friend. Because that'll break down those barriers as well, where it's like, if I'm coming with someone, you know, and that worked a lot with my daughter, where she was like, yeah, I know jiu-jitsu. I don't want to go. I want to go freaking do dance class. She's like super girly or whatever. But she's like strong. So I'm like, no. Don't waste your gift, you know, whatever. But the moment that she had a friend who was like, oh, yeah, I want to go. She was like, oh, yeah, I want to go too now. Now she wants to go.
Great tip. Yep. Check. When my kids were kids, like, I'd bring every freaking kid in the neighborhood was coming to jiu-jitsu.
That was
the deal.
So good.
They still all joke about it. Like, well, you train jiu-jitsu. Like, every kid in, like, the whole clan of kids and family friends, they all train jiu-jitsu at some point.
Yeah.
Which is pretty rad.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to some Q&A.
First question. Hi, I'm 23 years old. I really want to change my life and achieve something significant in my life. But the biggest problem that I have is I easily get distracted. I don't have a lot of discipline.
So that is a little excerpt of what we are doing on the Jocko Underground podcast. So if you want to continue to listen, go to jockounderground.com and subscribe. And we're doing this to mitigate our reliance on external platforms. So we are not subject to their control. And we are doing this so that we can support the Jocko podcast, which will remain as is, free for all, as long as we can keep it that way. But we are doing this so we don't have to be under the control of sponsors. And we're doing it so we can give you more control, more interaction, more direct connections, better communications with us. And to do that, we're building a website right now where we'll be able to utilize to strengthen this legion of troopers that are in the game with us. So thank you. It's JockoUnderground.com. It costs $8.18 a month. And if you can't afford to support us, we can still support you. Just email assistance@JockoUnderground.com and we'll get you taken care of. Until then, we will see you mobilized underground.